Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
Hi, you're welcome back. So we are very much looking forward to Kildare against Meath this Saturday evening in a Leinster Senior Championship football semi-final. And it brought back memories of 20 years ago now, to 1997, and again, semi-final stage of Leinster. Three epic games, a three-game saga between Kildare and Meath. It had lots of ingredients, which made it pretty compelling. You had Sean Boylan, Meath, All-Ireland champions. You had Mick O'Dwyer as Kildare, very much a coming force. And obviously, the following year, would contest an All-Ireland final. The first game, to jog your memory, finished Kildare 1-9, Meath 12 points. Niall Buckley had a 50 near the end to win the game for Kildare, but the kick fell short, and so it went to a replay. The second game really is the epic. It finished Kildare 3-17, Meath 2-20. It went to extra time. Kildare were 6 points up at half time of extra time, and then Jody Devine came on and had a bit of a stormer and brought Meath back into it. And then the third game, Meath ultimately prevailed 112 to 110. It was interesting looking at people's texts coming in. One of the standout memories is from the second game, and we'll give you the commentary here. So there's 2 minutes to go in normal time of the second game. Kildare lead Meath by three, and Trevor Giles has a penalty, which, as you'll hear, is saved and then is madly kicked away by Davy Dalton and gives Meath another chance. Here's those final few minutes of normal time in that second game with Kildare leading by three.
Will he score it? Will he put it in the same place? Giles! Blocked by Chris Devine! Cleared by Davy Dalton! Is it to be Kildare's day? Meath have 2 minutes to pull this game out of the fire, and they'll need it all. Ollie Murphy swings it in. Up goes Davy Dalton. He's dropped it. Yes, it's got in. Trevor Giles.
We've Colm Coyle on the line. Evening, Colm.
Evening, Joe.
And Anthony Rainbow, I can hear your heart breaking all over again.
Good man, Anthony.
Good evening. Sorry
about that.
Hi, Colm. How are things?
It's amazing how many people mentioned that moment in that three-game saga to us when we said you guys were coming on, where Giles has the penalty. It's brilliantly saved. And Davy Dalton, I mean, he's not under really any pressure, Anthony, and he had two Kildare men outside him and just hacked the ball clear, sliced it clear, just in the adrenaline, the madness of it all.
Yeah, I suppose Davy had two options outside him. I think I was one of those options, and maybe Dermot Early on top of that. But unfortunately, he drilled into the Hogan stand, and it came back in for me to get a second chance. But look, you couldn't blame Davy for that, I suppose, no. With the emotions and Davy getting the ball after the save. He probably just wanted to clear it. And, you know, as well as that, Davy went on getting an All-Star that year in 97. And, you know, between the Leash game with 13 men in the first game that year, and then the three games overall, he was excellent.
Yeah, absolutely. Davy Dalton, Glenn Ryan, Niall Buckley all got All-Stars for Kildare at the end of that season. Yeah. Colm, I know you're speaking to Tommy, who was giving you a shout to get you on the show, and you were mentioning that you'd bumped into Willie McCreary even recently, and these are the games, this saga, this is what you end up talking about.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I mean, the three games, they were epic. And as you mentioned, the second game, the middle one, it had everything, really, you know. It's good open football, hard hitting. A few kind of sending off, missed penalties, and great scores. And great players on both teams. At that time, I suppose, Meath and Kildare were probably, you know, two of the top three teams in the country, you know. So the quality was very high.
Anthony was at the peak of his powers. He was 26 years old. You were 34, I make it, Colm. Why had you not been called at that stage?
I was only starting. I think some of my suspensions were just up. That's why I was still there. The match after that, actually, it was kind of a war of attrition, really, because we played Offaly in the Leinster final after that. So that was my last game. Championship match for me, you know. So, I would think I had a part to play in those games, though, you know.
Yeah. So we know where Meath were, broadly speaking, Anthony. They were All-Ireland champions. Sean Boylan's a legend. They're in a great place. They're going again. They have a great team. Unbelievable forwards in particular, players all over the pitch. McDermott at midfield. They're an amazing team. Talk to us about where you felt Kildare were in 97 under Mick O.
Yeah, I suppose Mikko had taken a 2-year break from his previous stint with Kildare. He joined us back in early 1990s and was with us right up to 94 and then took 2 years off. So that was Mikko's first year back after a 2-year break. And look, like Mikko does every year, he does the hard winter training. He gets teams fit. So we knew actually going into that sort of Leinster Championship campaign that we had all the work done. We were fitter than any other team in the country. And it was just a matter of proving it and sort of having faith and trust in ourselves to accomplish it. And I suppose that was probably the foundation, that particular team was the foundation going into 98. We got in a few new players in 98, the likes of Brian Lacy and Carla Dwyer were added to our panel, which strengthened it immensely. But definitely 97 would have been the foundation of our success in 98. Funny you talk about memories of the second game. That probably stands out to everybody, really, that seven penalty save, Davey kicking the ball over the bar and coming in and getting the goal. But probably my abiding memory of that will be, you mentioned Willie McCreary earlier on. Willie went off with shock more so than cramp because he was only after scoring a goal. And the joke going around was that he actually went off with shock because Willie never scored a goal. But he actually went off with cramp that day and Dermot Early came on. And that was the kickstart of Dermot Early's career as well.
Yeah, it was his debut in that series for... Dermot Early.
Right.
Yeah. What's your strongest memory of a column?
I think it's just mainly the third game because we won it. it was just, my memory of it is, you know, obviously the second game was an outstanding football match. Mm. But what tends to happen when you're kind of meeting so often, the third game wasn't as good, I suppose.
No. I think
the weather was brutal for the third game,
yeah,
wasn't it?
It was a wet day, and I think there was we 2 sent off and Kildare 2 sent off, but I kind of made the second and third game. I actually remember the third game because I was moved from my half back position into right corner forward. So you were asking why I wasn't called. I think that was the start of it. But I was actually playing corner forward that day. So that's one of the things that kind of stands out in my mind. Just when Tommy rang me about the game, it's why I ended up there. But anyway, there you go.
Yeah, that first game, even 47,000 were there, which is kind of it's hard to imagine now. And we know with the back door and the way the Leinster Championship has gone for a semi-final that 47,000 would show up. And growing up in Kildare, there was unbelievable excitement about this team, Anthony, and about these games. Like some of the memories even I have, and I don't even know which game it is, but Niall Buckley seemed to just be launching these most glorious kicks in from midfield and John McDermott tearing out of him. Like Dermot Early was in here a couple of years ago talking about these games. He said it was a level we'd never played at before, really.
I suppose you talk about the interest first going into the game. Like you have to remember, we were playing the All-Ireland champions from 96, which was Meath.
Yeah.
There was huge interest in Kildare football when Mikko came back in the early 90s. And if you look back to the Leinster final, the league final in 91, Leinster final in 92 and 93, again, there was 50,000, 60,000 people at those games. So the interest was there within Kildare. The fact that we were playing the All-Ireland champions, it was a huge game for Kildare going into that sort of Leinster semi-final. We came off to the back of a win against Laois as well. We beat Laois with 13 men. We had 2 men sent off very early on in that game. And that sort of kick-started that year then as well. But, they were incredible games. I think Colm said they're really war of attrition. There was no holding back. Everybody was getting stuck into each other. There was sending off. There was people coming off of cramps. There were incredible games to be involved with. And they'll always be high in my memory as a GA footballer for as long as I live because, they were brilliant games. They really were.
Give us a sense of what Mikko's like in action in the dressing room at half-time or pre-match for those games.
I suppose Mikko as a person, he would always make you feel as if you're the best footballer in Ireland, no matter what position you're playing and no matter who you are. He always had this arm around your shoulder. He could be tough and hard when he wanted to be at the right time. But at the best of times, he was your best friend at the end of it. Probably very similar to Sean Boylan, and Colin would probably air what I'm saying in terms of Sean. They were incredible men, as managers. What they've achieved in their lives as footballers, as managers. They were just unbelievable individuals who got the best out of people.
Colm, is Sean Boylan throwing tables over and smashing cups of tea, or what's his approach?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Really, yeah? Full on?
No. Like Sean would actually always remain calm, even before the game. And at half-time, he'd kind of just, most managers really, just point out what's happening and try and keep a calm head,
Right.
But he had actually great faith in the players. He's just on about that game. You know, Trevor missed the penalty and Davey got it. And, you know, instinct is to just clear your lines. But like we, if you notice there, like we, there's about two or three defenders. Our defenders are in the box, and Sean would kind of have that instilled into us that, you know, you throw the kitchen sink at them. Mm. You know, we had to go and get a goal at that stage to kind of save the game, and we did. You know, but that's what he gave us the confidence to do that, and he had faith in us to do it.
It must be like particularly at that time, Anthony. You know, given the way they come back against Mayo the year before and just the way they kept coming back against everybody, particularly at that time, it must be a slightly, not slightly is the wrong word, it must be an incredibly unnerving thing to be leading against a Meath side.
Yeah, I suppose we were in unknown territory as well. We hadn't beaten Meath in a competitive match or a league, whether it's league championship, in a long time. We were a bit nervy going in. We were a young side. We were All-Ireland champions as well. And you're always going to be that small bit nervous playing the All-Ireland champions. But I think we grew in confidence as the games went on. And Colin pointed out, like, the first two games were absolute crackers.
Yeah.
Third game was a small bit damp in terms of weather-wise. The high intensity wasn't there as the first two games.
I presume physically at that stage, you're both out on your feet.
Definitely, yeah. It does take a toll because we're playing weekend.
Yeah.
We had probably, about 6-7 days of a break back training then the day after recovery sessions. Boys might go for a few pints the night after games. Completely different back then than it is now. So it does take its toll on you. But, you know, you have to remember we would have learned from those three games going in, because we beat Meath in the Leinster final in the following year, and we knew going into that Leinster final that we had the edge on them the previous year, because in reality we probably should have beaten them game one and game two, but definitely Meath were the better side in game three.
Yeah, I think it was Saw Sterling, who was a selector then, making the point about how, even just from a Croke Park point of view, to get that experience playing those three games there, like it got to a point where you all had your regular spots in the dressing room. Small stuff like that, you know, you wouldn't even think is a big deal, but it's a huge comfort for players.
It is, I suppose. It's small bit familiar going into the dressing room then as well. I think Mikko wanted that same dressing room all the time, and he seemed to get it. And going into the dressing room, he wanted the guys to be in that familiar territory, that familiar seat. The surroundings became familiar to us as well, and we grew from it.
There's text in, those Kildare Meath games were some of the most physical I've ever seen. I remember Dermot Early making his debut. He was 18. He handled the physicality very well, which was a factor in Sydney Swans offering him a contract, which he didn't want to take up as he'd be giving up his army career. It was obvious Meath wouldn't have much in the tank left after those games. It was equally obvious Kildare would come back hard in 98. Somebody else, that second game was the best game I was ever at, heart-stopping stuff. And the second game of the trilogy was the best sporting event I ever attended. Breathless stuff. It's largely remembered for Jody Devine's exploits, but there were so many great performances on both sides, says Dave and Meath column. Yeah, there were, for sure.
Trevor Giles is outstanding
in all
three games. And you mentioned earlier that John Mack was hanging out chasing Niall Buckley. He wasn't all the time.
No,
Niall was outstanding. Glenn Ryan. You know, there's so many players. But I think the standout player for us in all three matches was really Trevor, you know.
Who was marking Trevor, Anthony?
I think Glenn could have been on him that day. Glenn was playing centre. I know I was marking Graham in the first two games, and he was suspended for the third match, I think. And I'm trying to remember who was marking him the third match. I think it might have been
Colin Coyle.
Yeah, could have been Colin Coyle.
That's why you don't remember.
But yeah. you look at those three games, the only ones really that benefited from those three games was Offaly in the Leinster final.
Yeah.
You know, you had the Meath team going into that had suspensions, that had injuries. And I remember actually going up to the Leinster final that year and looking at the Meath bench, and they had two players on the bench. And that was due to the three games that had played with us previous. So Offaly were the real benefits that year because they went on to beat Meath in that Leinster final.
Yeah, we just gone, Colm.
No, we actually had a panel of 24 in the year before in the All-Ireland in 96. And that's what we had, was a panel of 24. So we had three lads suspended for the Leinster final. And Martin O'Connell was injured. I had a groin injury. And, you know, you take five out of the 24. As Anthony said, there wasn't much left on the bench. And Offaly were sitting in the long grass watching and studying. And, I mean, they gave an outstanding performance in the Leinster final. They scored 317. To win it, so you know that's just the way the luck of it. I remember speaking to Glenn Ryan, and he basically said that whoever was winning, we took it out of each other. You know, I think Kerry beat Mayo in the All-Ireland final that year, and you know, we both right. would have felt that both teams would have given it a good crack if we'd got the chance, but it wasn't to be.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's clear from the text tonight, everybody still remembers the three games, so there's some kind of comfort in that maybe. Lads, brilliant stuff. Thanks a million for joining us.
You're very welcome, Joe. Thank you.
There you go. Anthony Rainbow and Colm Coyle, who both played in that three-game saga back in 97. We'll take a short break. As always, our GAA News Talk with Bord Gáis Energy, proud sponsor of the GAA Hurling All-Ireland Senior Championship. Keep up to date and follow hashtag Hurling to the Core. We'll obviously be previewing some of the other games this weekend on the show tomorrow night. Lots of good ones. It's actually a really good weekend of GAA coming up.
Off the Ball on News Talk. Thanks to Ayr. Catch all the sports you love free on the Ayr Sport Pack with Ayr Broadband.